Lesson overview. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn a simple, CPU-efficient way to program a Taxman Ghost Share pattern in Ableton Live 12 with minimal CPU load. I'll walk you through a compact drum rack setup using one simpler, a shared reverb return, light processing, and a workflow to freeze or bounce the results so your session stays light on CPU. What you will build. By the end, you'll have a one-bar drum and bass snare groove at about 174-176 BPM. The groove includes the classic Taxman-style ghost snare pairs leading into each backbeat. The set uses one drum rack pad with a single simpler for both main and ghost hits, a single shared reverb return, a light glue/saturator chain, and a clear method to freeze or render to audio. Step-by-step walkthrough. A quick note. This is focused on the Taxman Ghost Snare pattern in Ableton Live 12 with minimal CPU load, and I'll repeat that workflow as we go. A. Session setup. Set the tempo to 174-176 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack onto that track. B. Load one snare sample into a single, light player. Drop a snare sample into one drum rack pad, which creates a simpler. Keep simpler in classic mode, disable looping, and trim the sample so it's as short as possible. Short samples and one simpler instance save CPU compared to many samplers or duplicate devices. C. Program the Taxman Ghost Share pattern. Create a one-bar MIDI clip and set the grid to 1/16. Think of the bar as 16 steps. Place main snares on step 5 and step 13. Those are your backbeats. Place ghost snare pairs directly before each main snare, steps 3 and 4 before the first main, and steps 11 and 12 before the second main. Velocity is critical. Mains around 100-127, ghosts much lower, roughly 25-55. For subtle groove, nudge only the second ghost of each pair slightly later by a tick or two using a 1/32 grid. Keep nudges tiny. D. Use one chain for variations, not multiple simplers. Keep everything in that single simpler. Rely on velocity and small clip envelope tweaks to change tone. If you need tonal differences between main and ghost, use simpler's filter map to velocity or tweak start position or filter cutoff in the clip envelope. These are cheap CPU-wise and avoid extra device instances. E. Add lightweight processing on the drum rack chain. On the drum rack chain, add an EQ8 high pass around 100-120 Hz, a light saturator for a couple dB of drive, and optionally a gentle glue compressor. Keep settings light. Heavy processing per pad multiplies CPU use. F. Share reverb and delay via return tracks. Create one return track and put live's reverb on it. Use a short decay, around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, and a small pre-delay of 10 to 25 milliseconds. Set the return's wet level to around 30-40%, and send a little from the drum rack, about 6-12%. Using one shared reverb saves a huge amount of CPU compared to inserting reverb on the pad. G. Tighten the tails. Trim sample tails in simpler or use a very light gate. Short tails prevent many overlapping releases and keep CPU down. Add a 5-10 ms fade at the end of a trimmed sample to avoid clicks. H. Bounce or freeze to conserve CPU when you're happy. Freeze CPU by freezing or rendering. Right-click the drum rack track and freeze track. If you want permanent audio, flatten or export the looped bar and re-import it. Alternatively, resample or export with a return reverb printed if you want the wet tails included. Freezing and flattening converts DSP into plain audio playback and drastically reduces CPU. I. Quick checklist for minimal CPU. One simpler per snare source. Trim samples and short release tails. Use a single shared reverb return. Keep per pad effects minimal. Freeze, flatten, or export to audio once the sound is set. Common mistakes to avoid: making ghost hits too loud. If ghosts match the mains in velocity, they stop reading as ghosts, creating a separate simpler per ghost that needlessly increases CPU. Putting full reverb instances on pads instead of using a return. Leaving long sample tails and untrimmed samples that stack and cost CPU. Overquantizing the ghost timing. Small humanized nudges often sound better than mechanical placement. Pro tips: use a short pre-delay on the reverb to keep snares upfront. Automate simpler start, position or filter cutoff in clip envelopes to get tonal differences without extra devices. Put a single MIDI velocity device before the drum rack to constrain velocity ranges for ghosts. For transient presence, favor saturator plus EQ rather than heavy transient shapers. When heavy processing is needed, print to audio and keep the originals disabled. Mini practice exercise. Create 3 8-bar loops. Loop A. Program the exact Taxman ghost snare pattern. Ghosts on steps 3 plus 4 and 11 plus 12, mains on 5 and 13, using one simpler and the shared reverb return. Loop B, humanize it. Switch to a 1/32 grid and nudge the second ghost forward by 5/12 ticks. Vary ghost velocities between 30 and 50. Loop C, commit it. Freeze and flatten the drum rack track, mute the MIDI, and compare CPU usage. If comfortable, delete the MIDI version. Recap, you learned how to create a Taxman ghost snare pattern in Ableton Live 12 with minimal CPU load by using a single drum rack pad and simpler, low-velocity ghost hits placed as twin hits before each backbeat, a shared reverb return, light chain processing, and a clear freeze or render workflow. The main CPU saving rules are simple. One simpler, trimmed samples, shared returns, minimal per-pad effects, and render to audio when you're done. Final coach tip. Think of the snare as one physical drum, one player, different hit strengths, small surgical changes, sample length, velocity, one shared reverb setting. We'll get the biggest improvement without costing CPU. Keep a MIDI backup until you're sure, then freeze or render and carry on arranging. End.